The impeachment inquiry is ramping up this week in Washington, and we're going to get the details in a moment. But first, to that major announcement from the White House that it is going to stand aside and allow Turkey to launch an offensive in northern Syria. The move being called a disaster in the making by some of the president's Republican allies in the Senate because they fear it signals an abandonment by the U.S. of the Kurds in Syria, who are longtime U.S. allies. Turkey views Kurdish fighters there as terrorists. Senator Angus King joins us now. He's an independent from Maine, and he's on the Armed Services Committee. Welcome.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy.
So were you surprised by this announcement, and what's your reaction to it?
I'm surprised by it, and my reaction is it's morally reprehensible and strategically dumb. Plus, there appears to be no process other than consultation with a dictator. As near as I can tell, the only person the president talked to about this was Erdogan in Turkey. And to abandon the people that fought side by side with us, who literally died for us, is just, it's morally reprehensible. It's wrong on every level. But it's also strategically dumb because who's going to rally to our side in the future? If we abandon people like this, if we turn our backs on them, it's just an awful precedent. This isn't America first, Jeremy. This is America alone. By the way, what makes it even worse is we persuaded the Kurds to reduce their defensive positions in reliance upon our defensive assistance. So now they're worse off than they were several months ago. The Turks are about to invade. And we're walking away. Even Lindsey Graham thinks this is a terrible decision. Plus, as I say, he didn't seem to consult with the military, the people on the ground, State Department.
You don't think he consulted with members of his national security team before making this decision?
It doesn't appear so. It's possible, but it doesn't appear so. He had a conversation with Erdogan yesterday. The decision was announced last night. But, you know, he's sort of eliminated, as near as I can tell, anyone around him who will say anything but yes, sir. And by the way, he says ISIS is dead. It's not dead. This isn't like World War II, where you have a surrender and a peace treaty. I've seen estimates 15,000 to 30,000 ISIS fighters are basically still lurking around in Syria and Iraq. But, you know, what if they reconstitute and we turn to the Kurds and say, can you help us fight them? I suspect they're going to say, hell no.
Well, and President Trump said, by the way, today on Twitter about that, that Syria, Iran, Iraq, Russia, and the Kurds will crush ISIS if the group resurges in the region, and that he wants to stop, quote, endless wars, many of them tribal.
Well, you know, I understand wanting to stop endless wars, but sometimes, you know, walking away doesn't stop a war. It provokes a war. And the best way to have a war come is to let down your defenses and have people feel that they can act with impunity. And that's what he's done with Turkey. And I'm reading between the lines, but it appears from what he said last night that Erdogan said, I'm coming in. We're coming across the border. And Trump said, okay, we'll get out of the way. And I think it's morally reprehensible, but it's also a terrible strategic error because we can't do it alone. We need allies, and we're most effective when we have allies. And this guy is systematically undercutting those essential relationships.
Senator, this is not happening in a vacuum, and I wonder if you think that this move by President Trump has anything to do with the impeachment inquiry and maybe an attempt to take attention away from that.
I have no idea. I certainly hope not. I don't think so, because he's been sort of signaling this off and on, although in recent past he's praised the Kurds for fighting side by side with us. And at the UN, apparently there were representations made that we were going to help be a buffer against the Turks. And this is just erratic policy. And again, that's one of the problems, is if people, both adversaries and allies, can't count on any continuity of policy or frankly, any rational basis for policy other than impulse, it undermines our national security.
You mentioned Senator Lindsey Graham, who spoke out against this on Twitter today. He also said that he's going to introduce bipartisan sanctions against Turkey if they invade Syria and will call for their suspension from NATO. Is there something you expect the Armed Services Committee or the Senate to do that would have any effect on what's going on now?
Well, whether we can affect it, I mean, the president is the commander-in-chief, and whether we can have any effect on it, we could vote sanctions on Turkey, and I think that would happen. I think it would be virtually unanimous if Turkey came into northern Syria. Let's be clear here, Jeremy. There's a possibility of a bloodbath, and we will have blood on our hands. We will have enabled it. So I think the Senate may act. Whether it will be in time to forestall a tragedy, I kind of doubt it. The Turks have poked us in the eye over and over the past year. They put in a Soviet S-400 anti-missile system over our objections. They haven't listened to us on this issue. The only thing I can think that they've done for us is allowed a Trump Tower to be built in Istanbul. But other than that, the Turks have been no friends of ours.
That is Senator Angus King, independent from Maine and a member of the Armed Services Committee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. I hope I've been clear and unequivocal.